dictation, 12th of July patient, Emma Flaishans, F-L-A-I-S-H-A-N-S, date of birth 2-20-2002. Emma Flaishans was seen for an evaluation of possible thyroid dysfunction, paragraph. She has a long history of hypotension and syncope, which has received extensive evaluation at different institutions, and more recently she's followed by Dr. Blair Grubb, cardiologist at the University of Toledo, paragraph. At this time she has intermittent episodes of sweating, but no difficulty swallowing or hoarseness, paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for migraine and anxiety, paragraph. Social history, she works in an office part-time, paragraph. Card medication, Topamax 75 milligrams twice daily, amitriptyline 10 milligrams daily, pyridostigmine 60 milligrams three times a day, verapamil 40 milligrams twice daily, meloxicam and salt pills, paragraph. General reviews, otherwise unremarkable for assistance evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 88 over 60 today, and blood weight 118 pounds, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, it was normal if nose and masses palp of the neck, but the heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period, paragraph. I checked. Lab tests that were performed in the last few months. And do note that her TSH is 1.21 on June 15 with positive thyroid antibodies, period. The urinary and plasma metanephrines were in the normal range, period. Other tests have essentially been within normal limits. Paragraph, impression, Hashimoto's thyroiditis with normal thyroid balance, period. She also probably has autonomic dysfunction, which is being investigated and managed elsewhere. Paragraph, at this point, thyroid hormone medication is not indicated, but I recommend a follow-up visit in the next 6 to 12 months for reevaluation of thyroid function, paragraph, end of dictation.